Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info. Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
While in Washington, D.C., the National Association of Farm Broadcasters had the opportunity to visit Capitol Hill and hear from our legislators, including Congressman John Duarte. He's representing California, and he's also a farmer. Concerns around water and farmers these days, we ask what you can learn by what's happening with California water.
Oh, this is insane. Okay, think about the big picture here. California has probably a $34 trillion annual economy, GDP, as standalone. For $30 billion, for a lot less than $30 billion, but for $30 billion, we can inarguably solve our water scarcity, right? We've got, you know, the Creator put the biggest watershed in the world, the Sierra Nevada Mountains, off the biggest precipitation bank in the world, the Pacific Ocean. And below the mountain range, He put the largest, most fertile valley in a Mediterranean climate in the world, and then off just within 50 miles of that, any way you slice it, He put the two largest innovation centers in the world, the Bay Area and Los Angeles. Maybe we did that. Maybe that was not the Creator. But nonetheless, for 1% of 1 year's GDP, less than 1% of 1 year's GDP, we could have water abundance. We could catch up two generations of neglect, and we could provide for the next generation a few canals. So make no mistake, when California has water scarcity, when we're causing a thermal dust bowl in the South Valley, destroying millions of acres of irrigated landscapes and the habitat value those involve, as well as the climate value and the carbon sinks those involved, if that's where you're worried about every morning, this was a choice, and it's a choice we're making today.
Once again, that's Congressman John Duarte of California. Well, taking a look at the latest crop progress report, nationwide winter wheat headed is at 77%. Conditions now 48% good to excellent nationwide, 33% fair, and 19% poor to very poor. Corn planted at 83%, emerged at 58%. Soybeans reached 68% planted, and soybeans emerged is at 39%. For your Oklahoma crop progress, winter wheat harvested is around 12%. Wheat conditions rated 53% good to excellent, 32% fair, and 15% poor to very poor. Corn planted at 91%. Corn conditions around 81% good to excellent, 17% fair, and 2% poor to very poor. Sorghum planted now at 40%. Soybeans at 29% planted. Peanuts at 49% planted. And cotton planted is at 38%. Livestock conditions rated 73% good to excellent for Oklahoma, 23% fair, and 4% poor to very poor. Pasture and range, 57% good to excellent, 36% fair, and 7% poor to very poor.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.